Culper's Pest and Animal Solutions.
Thanks, Whitey. If you have mosquitoes in your yard and you're afraid of the Zika virus or anything like that, you call Culper's. We have a monthly service that we provide that protects you and your home. This program will help give you your yard back. What's that number, Whitey?
That's Culper's Pest and Animal Solutions, 314-544-PEST.
This is Chad Bond, midfielder for St. Louis FC. Last year, you sold out our stadium time and time again. This year, we will take that fight to the field. We represent St. Louis. We fight for St. Louis. We fight for you. Because in a family, we fight for each other. This quest is bigger than any one of us. This is our city. This is All Flow One.
St. Louis FC, presented by Mercy, takes on Rio Grande Valley FC on Sunday, May 29th at 7:30 p.m. For tickets, visit stlouisfc.com.
Baseball season is here. Time to fire up the grill. Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man, features an outstanding roster of grills, smokers, and slow cookers, including their fire-breathing charcoal grill.
Steer right!
Broilmaster grills smoke the competition with a lifetime limited warranty on most parts. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer or see over 25 different grills on display at the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester or Gas Appliance Service near Westport.
Do you have a chronic cough? Trouble breathing? Are you over 40 years of age and a current or former smoker who smoked for many years? If so, please call to learn about participating in research studies at the Clinical Research Center for COPD. Qualified participants may receive study-related medical evaluations and rescue inhaler at no cost. Compensation for participation may be provided to those who qualify. To learn more, visit clinicalresearchcenter.com or call 314-514-8509.
You want that picture-perfect lawn, but you've got major broadleaf weeds. Here's the solution. DynaGreen and DynaGreenInfo.com. You need DynaGreen long-lasting with Viper to take care of all major broadleaf weeds, especially crabgrass. You can find DynaGreen at your local independent lawn and garden dealer. And to find out more, go to DynaGreenInfo.com. Get rid of your weeds with DynaGreen long-lasting with Viper at your independent lawn and garden dealer. Available at St. Peter's Hardware of Alton.
B-Dubs takes it to the next level. 21 sauces and seasonings, wall-to-wall flat-screen TVs, and 70-cent wings Tuesdays and 70-cent boneless Thursdays. Buffalo Wild Wings.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Stuck in the middle of Steelers' wheel.
Ha-ha! This man knows his music. Well, some of it.
Tonight.
I don't either.
I got the feeling that something right.
I was in the car last night.
I'm so scared.
And it was a,
I fall off my chair.
I don't know what I was listening to. I usually listen to news in the car, or I play my own music. But whatever I was listening to, they were transitioning from segment to segment with the song that when I hear it, I want to vomit. And it's China Grove. I can't stand that song. Whoa, 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 China Grove. And the reason I can't stand it is the 2 years in classic rock hell that I did, which I didn't mean to get into. New owners bought the stage. Next thing you know, I'm playing classic rock. I know we played that song. If we didn't play it every hour, it seemed like we played it every hour. That and Roxanne. There were like four or five songs. They just completely burned everybody out on. So when I hear China Grove, I get almost sick. I can't stand it. There were a couple others, too. I wish I could think of what they were. That if I hear them. What was that Lakeshore Drive? And it's a weird name. Jeremiah, Eliota, and Haynes.
Eliota, Haynes, and Jeremiah.
There
Lakeshore Drive. I love that song.
I like the song, too, the first 100 times.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Country
music does it, too. They play the same.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. When the Judds had Mama, He's Crazy, or Garth Brooks came out with The Dance, they just beat it to death.
Oh, yeah.
And even things you like, you start to hate because you hear them so much. Scott Sherman's in the house. Let me make sure. Roll call. Scott?
Present.
Okay, see, present. Always the smart aleck kid said that. Everybody else would go here.
Right.
That one kid would go, present.
Mm-hmm.
So he is here, and I'll introduce you officially in a minute.
Thank you.
do you own a home or do you rent your where you live?
I own a home.
How's your kitchen?
It's pretty good. It was done before I bought it, so I'm pretty happy. So it could be better, but it's pretty good.
Well, if you live there long enough, one of these days you're going to start to hate your kitchen because you're a cook.
I'd like to think I am, but the number of times I cook per month is embarrassingly low.
No, not I compared
like
to
the,
me.
I've I like the way
anything
it
in my life. I've never cooked a meal in my life. I've never made a meatloaf, a pie.
Really?
Nothing. Scrambled eggs. That's all I've ever done. I don't know how to do anything.
Meatloaf is pretty easy.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe one of these days I'll do all that, the kind of things that old people do. Gardening. I'm not going to do that. I take it back. I'm not going to garden.
Oh, no.
I'm never going to garden. I'm not going to do it. Maybe I'll try to cook one of these days. I see these classes you can take with your wife. Are you kidding me? I'm going to take a cooking class with my wife. Sometimes we can barely get along at home. We're not going to go somewhere else and start arguing in front of people. Actually, we do that. Thompson Price is in the kitchen remodeling business and the bathroom remodeling business. And maybe this has saved some people's marriages. Maybe there have been situations where a guy wanted his wife to cook, because we all know that's her place. And she wouldn't or couldn't, and maybe he divorced her because of that. Maybe she wanted some woman wanted her husband to cook. And he wouldn't. And she says, I'm working. And I work harder than you do in more hours. Plus, I have to take care of the kids. And you're going to cook. And he would have had he had a nicer kitchen. Maybe the wrong kitchen has cost people their marriages. We're going to fix that. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. They did our kitchen about 20 years ago. Got my new ice maker in last week. I love it. Lights up real ice blue. And it's got a built-in place for the scoop. I love that thing. We never would have had an ice maker had Thompson Price 20 years ago not said, hey, here's the perfect spot for an ice maker. And he showed us how it would work, and we moved this, and put this here, and we moved the refrigerator. Boom, worked perfectly. Still have the same refrigerator they put in 20 years ago. I'm still amazed at how a refrigerator goes and goes. 30 years. The one in the garage is like 35 years old. Water heater, same thing. So let's say you're ready. You love the house. You don't really want to move, but you're sick of the kitchen. Thompson Price. No matter whoever you talk to, no matter how many people you talk to, please make sure that at least one of them has the name Price in the company. Then you'll know you got the people we talk about. Thompson Price. Showroom is in De Pere, less than a half mile east of 270, on Manchester, right next to McAllister's Deli. I would strongly urge you to go in there, look around, and realize that what you're seeing, as spectacular as it is, it's just a tiny, tiny portion of what the possibilities are. They're endless. Between your ideas and their ideas, you're going to have a fantastic kitchen or bathroom. Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home, thompsonprice.com. Harmony time.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law?
How's my harmony, Dan? You're in the band.
Good.
Yeah. Thank you. Am I off? I'm flat or sharp, and I don't know which. I think I'm sharp, but I don't know.
Couldn't make it.
Judge Sherman's here. It's time to talk a little legal stuff. Look at the phones. They're already lighting up. If I were you,
you got to do with what.
And you want to get in and get some free, none of this $300 an hour stuff, free advice.
Well, I wouldn't ever.
Pick up your phone and call one of these numbers, 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or 888-550-KTRS, or from most any cell phone, most, *KTRS. Would you please welcome attorney at law, the official attorney of the large morning show in the afternoon, along with Greg White. We got to make him the assistant associate official attorney. Scott Sherman, everybody.
Thank you. A great honor, sir. Thank you.
The honor's all ours. Now, listen, I meant to call you and give you a heads up about this because you haven't had time to look into it. Maybe I can give you an assignment, and next week you can come back. A listener emailed me and said, ask Scott, what's the deal with this legislation that's on Governor Nixon's desk waiting to be signed about concealed carry in Missouri? And apparently the way it reads, anybody, if he signs it, can carry concealed without a permit. I can't believe that can be right, because I think that's stupid.
I will give you a full assessment of my analysis of it next week, Okay. It is Senate Bill 656.
Listen to this. I didn't even tell him about this beforehand.
Yeah,
656.
And it looks as though the new proposed provisions that have passed both chambers of Missouri's legislature and sit on the governor's desk would give either a 10-year or 25-year or some kind of lifetime concealed permit carry to people that qualify under a list of qualifications. I don't want to comment on it. I don't want to misconstrue it either way, but it looks as though by next week we'll know whether Governor Nixon vetoes or signs, and I will have a full and hopefully comprehensive and most importantly accurate briefing.
Maybe your understanding at this point is there's still a permit.
There's still a concealed permit. It just would extend. I don't know how long they last or before they expire now.
See, I was under the impression that you would need a permit. It's anybody living as a living resident of Missouri can carry.
My read of what I looked at the bill, the latest version of the bill, has underlined provisions, and those are usually the new things that were added to the old bill. And those new things had what looked like a longevity concealed carry permit, but it looked like it might eliminate some of the testing qualifications.
I think that's a mistake. I do. And I'm a gun guy.
Again, when you touch something or I touch something that is electric, like a fence, and be very careful. These kinds of hot-button, very highly charged political issues need to be done very carefully, and I don't want people that are on any side, on the gun rights side, on the
gun haters
destruction side, in the middle somewhere, to think that I'm picking sides. I don't know enough about it to go deeper than what I did when the five minutes since we discussed it.
Okay, now I'm gonna do one other bit of business, then we clean the sort of clear the desk so we can take a lot of calls here. But I do want to ask you about this.
Yeah,
I saw where George Zimmerman, the guy who shot Trayvon Martin.
Yeah.
And I'm not about to get into whether or not he was justified because I wasn't there. Sold that gun. Mm-hmm. Now, he wanted a minimum. Did you see how much, Peon?
I saw what he said it finally went for.
Because they said it wouldn't be disclosed. What did you see it went for?
$120,000.
Okay, I had seen $136,000. I know he wanted at least $100,000. Who would pay $100,000 or $125,000 for that gun?
Yeah, and here's my view on this kind of death memorabilia. The same moron that would buy one of John Wayne Gacy's paintings would buy George Zimmerman's gun.
Exactly.
Because whether George Zimmerman is guilty beyond a reason, doubt, not guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, his weapon is not memorabilia that I would want. It's not like Wayne Gretzky's.
It would be like
stick.
I want Jeff Dahmer's refrigerator.
That's right.
That he had heads in.
That's
I don't want that.
Yeah, or OJ's gloves, which I probably would want.
What?
But no, it's the same. It's OJ's gloves.
Yeah.
I mean, so you know, you've got to be nuts. And if you are that nuts, how do you have $150,000 or $120,000 to spend on that?
Jack Ruby's gun, I think, sold for $100,000, the Sean Oswald. Now, that to me is a piece of history, okay? It's different than Zimmerman's gun.
It feels different to me. But if somebody said the Carcano or the Mauser, whatever the rifle that Oswald had was for sale, I'd say, now, unless the person buying it is putting it in a museum, it's creepy.
There's something, creepy is a good word.
It's sort of like a death
obsession.
Yeah, it's like having a shrine to some kind of ridiculous death thing. So for me, not only too soon, but too creepy. And, you know, unless you're going to take it and donate it somewhere, you can put it in you're an idiot. And I just would like to know how they have enough money to buy that.
I think we're going to take calls right now. Then PM will take a break in a little bit. Let's just get this thing going here. Again, let's just do the cell phone for most cell phones, star KTRS. And I don't know that we have many lines open here. This is Mike. Mike, say hello to Scott Sherman. Mike, that's you.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, I got a question. I'm calling him on behalf of a close friend of the family. It's about a divorce. He's been separated for almost a year. And you still there?
No, we're here. We're waiting. We're here.
Okay, somebody's trying to call me. He's got visitation rights of his son, but Last month, his ex-wife-to-be asked permission to go to Florida to visit our relatives for a couple weeks or so. He gave her the permission, and then there was some posted on Facebook from her that she moved down there. So he talked to his lawyer, say, what's going on? He goes, we can't do nothing about it until she comes back that day. She was supposed to come back. And if she doesn't come back, then we file a motion for kidnap and all that stuff.
Mike, can I guess this is your son?
Okay, it is.
Obviously, because nobody else would care unless it sounds like you're the grandpa here. And my question is, why isn't your son calling? But, Scott, maybe you can address
this. Because he doesn't listen to the show.
Well, he should.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Mike, I don't want to get between your son and his lawyer and the lawyer's advice and strategy.
My question is this. Mm-hmm. She's back and everything.
Okay.
He's got his son again, but could she move down to Florida? The divorce will be filing in September. Will she be able to move even if she doesn't want, if he doesn't want to, because all the grandparents are here, all the aunts and cousins and uncles are here? Can she take the child to Florida and do like, you can see him during the summer?
No. Right now, Mike, no. She is a fish caught in a net. And that net is the jurisdiction of the county where this divorce was filed, and the judge is the fisherman, and he's only going to throw back the fish unless he sees put. So she can't just go do whatever she wants now. Those days are over. She may petition the court to move, but your argument to this radio station, to this show, was very heartfelt and very persuasive. And if you or your son would make that kind of plea that this would destroy this family and destroy this little guy's or little gal's life, then the judge is going to be very, very reluctant to allow her to move more than 100 miles away.
Unless there's something we don't know. And by the way, I don't know you. But unless there's something we don't know about your son, like he's an unfit father, he's a drug addict, or something, then I would imagine there could be terms of the divorce where, yes, she can take the kid. Yes. He's in better hands with her.
Well, he did have some problems, but now he got his life put together again.
That's wonderful. And the family structure, the support that this little guy, this little gal has, what's in the best interest of that child is going to be part of what that judge looks at for custody and visitation. And if it's in the best interest of this child, that is it a he, the little baby?
Is it a boy, little boy?
A boy or a girl?
It's a boy, two and a half years old.
This little baby.
I can't even think about not seeing him, but couple weeks in the summer.
Well, that's going to be very persuasive that it's in the best interest of that little guy to stay by this very grounded and very loving family. And your son has the burden and the obligation to make sure that the court hears that.
And Mike, okay. I think this is a very emotional thing for you, and I think you may be letting your mind run away with this.
You're getting ahead of yourself. But rest assured, the court has jurisdiction. Your son has to make sure that court knows how important it is that little guy stay around the family.
And assuming they're each equally good parents, each one's a good parent. Yeah, there's no way in the world they would go ahead and move with him.
Why would his lawyer say that, yeah, she can't do that if she wants to?
Who said that? His lawyer?
His attorney. And I told him, I said, they can't be right. The judge is going to determine, if she is allowed to move. She doesn't have nothing down there that she can do over here.
This sounds like it's at the beginning still. So, right? I mean, the filing, the service, this divorce hasn't been going on that long. Is that right?
Well, it's supposed to be finalized the 5th of September when they go back to court.
That's still four months.
A long way down the road.
So that pitch needs to be made that it's in the best interest of that child to stay around this family in this area.
And again, Mike, the one thing we don't know, and I'm not a lawyer here, right, but the one thing we don't know is we don't know your son. We don't know her. So without that, because there may be something very dark about one of them that would cause a judge to go, he's better off with the other one. Even if she moves, he gets to go with her.
And but the standard is, that's what you want to put it on a bulletin board, best interest of the child. You'll put it in your refrigerator. Everything a parent does is supposed to be for the best interest of that child. That's what the judge is going to be holding all of the behavior up and asking that question. What is the best interest of this child?
And Mike, we're going to go here, but I'm going to tell you something. Stop worrying about this so much, because I will tell you this. I think any judge with half a brain knows how important grandparents are if they're around.
That was my other question. What is our right as grandparents?
I don't think you really have any.
Very little, until the parents fall down and become that irresponsible. Usually the grandparent right becomes the catch basin for irresponsible parenting, and instead of a child being put into foster care or being shipped away or somebody adopting them, the grandparents come in. For right now, you're sitting on the outside of the boxing ring watching your son fight. You can't jump in there and hit her in the head with a chair. If you'd like to, that's fine. But you got to sit on the sidelines. But it's his job to advocate for you and the rest of the family that your participation in the little guy's life is the best thing for that child. That's his job. It's your job to make sure he does that for you. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Best of luck.
Yeah, you can hear it.
He's a sweet man.
Oh my goodness, you could hear it. This is tearing him up.
Everybody should have a grandparent like that.
As soon as he said, "I'm calling for somebody else," I knew it was his son. Who else would care that much about this? Here's a name you don't hear often: Blanche. Blanche, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott. I appreciate your show, and I am in the PM. Have been for years.
There you go. Hallelujah.
My question is on behalf of a friend that I work with. She got upset at work. She turned in a notice, nothing legal. She just put in a piece of paper and gave it to the HR that she was going to retire July the 22nd. Now, she's 59 years old. After she talked to the pension foundation and saw what she's going to have to pay on, you know, early retirement and all that stuff, she decided that she could not afford to retire at this time, that she wanted to take back her paper stating that she was going to retire in July and continue working. Well, they told her that they would not take back that notice that she was going to retire, that it was a company policy, after you tell them that you're going to, that they stick by it. Now, my question for her is that legally binding? And she asked if it was in the handbook, and they said, well, not everything's in the handbook. You know, so I'm going to take your answer off the offline,
Blanche,
so you could get other people in.
Blanche, that's very, very kind, but I have a couple questions.
Okay.
One, is she a union member?
We're not a union company.
Okay.
No, we're not.
Does she have a written contract with this employer?
There is, I'm assuming there is some kind, but we have a handbook that's supposed to have everything in the handbook. They don't even give us a copy of the handbook, except one that you've got to share, and that she was able to get a copy of the handbook printed out so she could go home and take it, look at it.
Blanche,
but
I'm going to let my colleague, Mr. Pinion, handle this one. This is on a T.
Here's the deal, Mr.
Love it when Mr. Opinion has his opinion.
Here's the deal. Once somebody says, "I quit," okay, they have that in writing. You quit. That's it.
Right.
You quit.
Right.
Now, you can go back and if I walked down the hall here at this station and said, "I quit," and I did it. I did it about 3 years ago. I said, I'm done. I gave them 30 days notice. If they wanted to, they could have accepted it and said, "See ya." Now, if I had come back to them, which I didn't, they called me in and we had a little chat and we worked out some things. But had I come back to them and said, "You know what? I changed my mind." No. You quit and we have it in writing. See ya. There's nothing she can do if they want to stick with her resignation. I don't think that they don't have an obligation to turn that around.
Yeah. Now, Blanche, hang on. Don't hang up.
Okay.
Because now, I'm going to piggyback that, and I agree with him. We live in this state. I assume it's Missouri, not Illinois. Is that right?
No, it's Missouri.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, not even Missouri. It's Missouri. I mean, forget about Missouri. I mean, wait till you hear this one, Blanche.
Yeah.
In this state, whatever, however you pronounce it, but especially if you pronounce it Missouri, we live in an at-will employment state, meaning that someone can quit or be fired absent some kind of collective bargaining agreement through a union or a contract through that employer, which would have terms and conditions. You're the greatest employee, Blanche's friend, in the history of this company. We love you. You're the best. you're fired. That's good enough to get rid of her. Or take this job and shove it. Wait a minute. I don't mean that. You've quit. Offer acceptance right. consideration.
Here's the other problem.
On Frank's.
Blanche, here's the other problem.
Or just goodbye, Blanche's friend.
My guess is she quit she was mad. Something yeah. happened. She abruptly, I quit without thinking it through, without realizing it's going to cost her in profit sharing, pension, 401, or whatever. What's yes. costing her is saving them money. So they're more than happy to accept her resignation because it's going to cost them less.
Yes, and I think that now that she has calmed down and thought about it, she's thinking, oh, boy, did I open up a can of worms that I wished I could put all the worms back in.
Well, at this point, it comes down to personal relationship with your boss.
And she hurt another position she has, which is if they had come to her and said, Blanche's friend, you're the greatest, you're fired, she could have then said, age discrimination,
yeah.
you're trying not to vest my pension, then an employment lawyer would say, this is not at-will employment, this is discrimination, and based on age, you, Blanche's friend, are being treated poorly. This is just offer acceptance consideration. I'll give you $200 for that radio. I'll take it. I don't want to buy the radio. And you just bought yourself a radio.
At that age, when you're over 50.
I'm going on 67 years old, and I'll tell you something. Things have changed.
Well, and here's the thing. You better think twice before you quit in haste like that.
Right,
because
all
companies are trying to save money, and she just did them a huge favor by quitting.
And that's sort of what I thought, too. And you know, and she's so upset now that I can't, you know, you couldn't reason with her or talk to her. So, but my heart goes out to her because she's a good person, you know. But you do things in haste.
Right.
You do.
All right, Blanche. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you so very much.
Thanks for caring about your friend. Everybody needs a friend like that.
She's a very sweet lady, and the other one sounds great. So some employer wants a great employee.
Yeah,
hire her. You don't have to pay her a pension.
All right, we take a quick break here. Schaefer has a C in it. Sherman does not. Sherman is just Sherman. Schaefer is Schaefer. And the reason I always have made sure over the years that you know that, and it must be working because they now have 10 locations. Business is really good. That's how I know it's working. They have 10 locations. Business is good. And you're telling them your AM and the PM. So here's when you need Schaefer. When you have a car wreck. I say car, truck, SUV, whatever. You're in an accident. Doesn't matter if it's your fault, somebody else's fault. There's a deductible involved. There's an insurance company involved. At least there better be because that's the law. So outside of the deductible, the rest of it's on the insurance company. Whether it's $3,000 or $8,000, they're going to have to pay it. You don't think they want it done right? They want it done perfectly. Because they're paying for most of it. And so do you, because you have to drive this vehicle. And that's why so many people have one name when they call their insurance company, Schaefer. After the call to the police to come out to the scene of the act, you call Schaefer. And before you can suggest it to your insurance company, they may very well suggest it to you, because they're that good. They are really good at what they do. And above and beyond the perfection in the bodywork, wait till you see how they deal with you and handle all the other little details that you just don't want to have to deal with. Schaefer. You can find out more and where their locations are at SchaeferAutobody.com.
Meep, meep.
Get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Wiley.
Okay, Dan. Now, this road work on southbound 55, now, they had told us all day today it was going to be just two lanes in each direction, but what they have is there's actually three lanes. So southbound 55 is jammed up from about Bates down through Rebus Barracks. You've got two far left lanes that are open, then you've got a divider, and then the far right lane, which is actually the shoulder, is open. So that's where the slowdown comes there. Southbound 270 was stop and go from north of Page down through south of Manchester, and then you've got slow pockets from Highway 44 to about Tesson Ferry. And then downtown, eastbound 40 was slowing from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40 from Van Meter goes out through McCausland. You have an accident on the right shoulder at Kings Highway. And eastbound 270 east of McDonald through 170. This traffic report brought to you by Super 8 Hotels. Make every Sunday super now through Memorial Day. Get $8 off your stay when you book a Sunday stay at Super8.com. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Are you planning your vacation? Why not take Frank Opinion and the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with you?
Oh, great. We'd love to go on vacation with you. See the Rockies, go see the Grand Canyon, Vegas maybe, do all kinds of stuff.
No.
I'm packed and ready.
No.
Are you paying?
No, we don't want you to take these guys on vacation. We want you to take KTRS with you via the KTRS app.
Oh, so that's what you mean.
Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you. Which is good, because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right, R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Are you confused with all the recent changes to Social Security? Do you know how these changes have impacted your retirement plans? For most people, Social Security is one of their largest assets in retirement. These changes have not eliminated your chances to maximize your Social Security benefits. Join me, Kevin Lloyd, co-host of America's Wealth Management Show. For my next Social Security workshop, space is limited. Call 314-641-1010. You've worked hard your entire life. Take this opportunity to educate yourself and find out how your family can maximize your Social Security benefits. 314-641-1010. 314-641-1010. And visit us on Facebook at Legacy Wealth Advisors STL.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated. Member FINRA SIPC.
LASIK is a medical procedure. Please see our website or FDA.gov for more information on benefits and risks. Individual results may vary.
If you've ever considered LASIK, stop what you're doing right now and be one of the first 100 callers to take advantage of a very special deal on FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology. The number to call is 1-800-500-1599. TLC Laser Eye Centers and Dr. Stephen Wexler, one of the most experienced surgeons in St. Louis, are now offering $400 off their already affordable services. That's $200 off per eye. Be one of the first 100 callers to set up a free consultation to find out if LASIK is right for you. 1-800-500-1599. With over 20 years' experience and more than 2 million procedures performed, TLC Laser Eye Centers is the ultimate choice for your vision correction needs. So if you're interested in being less dependent on glasses and contacts, be one of the first 100 callers for a very special deal on a premium LASIK experience. Call 1-800-500-1599. 1-800-500-1599.
If you currently use a CPAP system, I've got an important question for you. Are you sure you're keeping your CPAP system clean enough? Like, really sure? A dirty CPAP system is a perfect breeding ground for germs. Put that mask on, and they've got a direct line to your body. Talk about a good way to get sick. Fortunately, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs in minutes. To introduce it to the world, they want you to try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-500-6142. With SoClean, you never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. Supplies are limited, so don't wait. Call 1-800-500-6142. 1-800-500-6142. 402.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend, John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Vincent Mortgage is more than just a mortgage company. We work hard to support our community by helping families find their dream home, consolidate their debt, or upgrade their existing homes. Find us on Facebook, download our app, or visit VincentMortgage.com for great information on how to reach all your family's financial goals. Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Here's what you missed on She Said, He Said.
Here's a question. Why are people obsessed with boobs? Because honestly, you men, it's these
5 pounds of fatty flesh.
You guys are obsessed with them, and then girls must love them too because they go pay thousands of dollars to place them onto
their
self.
I think it's because we were babies. They were like the first thing in our face.
It's gotta be.
Don't miss She Said, He Said. Sunday evenings beginning at 9 on the Big 550 KTRS.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law?
A couple people I have to thank real quickly here. Thank you, Mike V, for bringing me a rhubarb pie made by Pat Rising. Now, the card says Pat and Harlan. That's her husband. I doubt that he made the pie. I think Pat made the pie.
Oh, he's nodding yes.
He helped?
He helped. They both, two people, this must be some pie.
Four hands in that pie.
Wow. And timing is perfect, because I have been trying to put on some weight.
Yeah.
This is absolutely perfect timing. I just thank you, Mike. All right, back to legal stuff. Scott Sherman is with us and waiting patiently for a long time. I don't know that I would have waited that long, but Matt did. Matt, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott. How you doing?
Great, Matt.
I'm a divorced man with three kids. Probably about 7 years ago, I got divorced. 2 years ago, my son came to live with me. And his mother agreed that, you know, he's getting older and he should come live with me.
How old is he?
17. Yeah. He was probably about 15 at the time. And this past tax season, I filed my taxes as I normally would, and I get a phone call from my tax guy, and he says, your taxes came back. Someone already claimed your child. So naturally, I call her, and she says, yeah. Then in our divorce papers says that I get to claim them. Then my tax guy said that I could file a paper copy or something like that versus electronic file, and that the IRS will solve it. Was that right by doing that?
I would bend to your tax guy's advice. What should have happened, and I know it gets expensive, but what should have happened is the divorce decree should have been modified. And since she was agreeing to let your then, I guess, 15-year-old right. son live with you, it wouldn't have really cost you anything. You could have just gone down and modified it yourselves. But if that decree says that she gets to take the exemption on odd, or I guess it would be odd-numbered years for 2015, right? So we're still in 2016, then that's what it says on paper, and she was going by the decree even though she knew that she didn't have the right to do that. Sounds like there's one good reason why she's no longer your wife. Probably yeah. 1,000 more.
Well, you bring up a great point. That was my second question to you. Is I've tried before in the past, and the two people I said that it could be anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 to get it amended.
Whoa,
where
the taxes would be cheaper than that.
I've been poured on him for, you know, the last 2 years that he's lived with me.
Matt.
He still gets,
no, Scott says no.
Not for the non-tug-of-war stuff. When you're talking about modifications for child support or for custody, those are big knockdown dragouts. But when this is the tail part of the dog and you get your kid, she knows that if you file for a modification, she's going to lose. You probably could have worked that out unless there were other things to play tug of war over. As we're getting near 18, is your child, I guess your son, is he going to be emancipated? Is he going to end up going to college? I mean, this is this agreement with him or related to him, since you have three kids, is he the last of the minors? Is he the first?
First.
All right.
First.
Are the other ones going to come live with you soon? Or, I mean, is there going to be another change in this? Because if there's not going to be another change, there's no reason to modify this thing. On this particular issue, I would go back to your tax preparer. Is it an accountant or is it one of those, you know?
A CPA, not an accountant.
Okay. They know more about this stuff than lawyers do. Lawyers get people emotionally involved. What I say on this is you should have modified this agreement when your son was coming to live with you. You didn't. How can you, for the most economically, and certainly not get the IRS mad, feasibly way possible, listen to your accountant? That's what they do. Do exactly what he or she says. But if there are going to be more battles, look to see if there's a more economical way to get this thing fixed, because technically she's right, but she's probably a word I can't say during the non-safe harbor portion of the
actually, you can say bitch is acceptable. It's not a curse word.
I'm not even going to call her that.
Yeah, I'm not calling her that. I just said it's a word you can use. I didn't call her that.
I got six or seven more that I wouldn't even.
So basically, we got to get to another call. Basically, Matt, what he's saying, I guess, is just to do what your accountant says and make sure that the other two kids, that this is all taken care of beforehand.
Yeah, and if they ask them, you know, how old are these other two the kids?
15 and 10.
It's time to ask the 15-year-old what he or she wants to do, because if he wants to come live with dad, that's fine too. Just get this thing modified.
And a modification, I don't need a lawyer for that. I can do that on my own, did you say?
You could probably do that on your own, or you could find someone on a specifically narrow issue, as long as you're not talking about money, that would do it for a reasonable price. Certainly, you could consult with somebody for free.
If you want to shoot Scott an email,
shoot me an email. I'll give you a couple names of people that do this stuff.
Okay.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
All right.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Matt. Yeah, you know what? Life, for some people, is just tough. It just is. Do you ever stop and think about that?
You're darn right it is.
Yes. Well, and I don't have to think about anybody else.
When I realize what other people go through, I realize I've got a charmed life. I'm not paying alimony, child support. I'm getting divorced, never been to. I just have, compared to a lot of people, an easy go. I feel bad for people who have to go through all that stuff. Now, somebody said it best once, life's a bitch and then you die. Okay, we can work, I believe, quickly. Bob, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott. How are you today?
Great, Bob.
AM and PM.
Thank you, Bob. Hallelujah. Got about a minute and a half. Go.
I was involved in a car accident over the weekend. My wife and I were not at fault. The other driver's ticketed. My wife's taken to the hospital, the ambulance. Everybody's okay. Bumps, bruises, you know, that kind of thing. No life-threatening injuries. So my question is this. We've got the same insurance company, right? Very large, nationally known insurance company. Both drivers had that. Should I be hiring an attorney to do any sort of protection on my own, what my rights are, or give me some guidance on what I should be thinking about here?
Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
I would definitely, for me, I would definitely hire an attorney, even if it's the same insurance company, because there could be injuries that go down the line.
And the most important thing here to do is to what not to do. Don't sign anything until you know your wife is in the clear.
I'd be happy to talk you through whatever questions you have about this. This is what I do all day long. On this show, I spend most of my time telling people this is not what I do. This is what I do all the time. No obligation. I'll walk you through both the property damage part, the injury part, the medical insurance maintenance, subrogation potential, landmine part, and I won't charge anything.
So, Bob, law office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com, okay?
Done deal. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. Give it up for Scott Sherman,
thank
everybody.
Thank you guys so much.
We'll do it again next Thursday. It goes so fast. So fast. All right, I'm not an IT expert. It wasn't about 3 years ago I even knew what IT stood for. I heard people say, well, we called our IT person. Okay, what is that? It's information technology. And businesses, companies, enterprises, it's a huge part of business, especially if you really want to be competitive, if you want to grow, if you want to maximize efficiency. I have an IT company you might want to take a look at. Huber, H-U-B-E-R. 28 years plus, companies coast to coast, and they would be more than happy to talk to you, and I think you'd be smart to talk to them. This is a terrific IT partner. What they do, a lot of what they do, I don't understand, but I do sort of understand it. I understand that technology is such a huge part of running a business. You want to get the most out of your employees. You want to have an edge on your competitors. You want to lower costs. You want productivity increase and all that stuff. And that's what they do. They help your company work faster, work smarter. It's Huber, H-U-B-E-R, and Associates. And if you go to teamhuber.com, you'll find out all kinds of things about who these people are, who they work for, who their clients are, what kind of businesses they've helped, and they maybe can help your business too. TeamHuber.com, and I know you're in the car probably, you can't remember it, so as always, go to FrankOpinion.com, menu, sponsors, boom, there they are, alphabetically, Huber and Associates.
Real quick.
Let's get a real quick check on traffic now. Here's Tim Wild.
Okay, we flew further south on 55, and you're really slow north of Highway Z to south of Herculaneum and Nunn. If you are traveling on westbound 70, it's a usual slowdown around Lucas and Hunt, Jennings Station area. Then you're going to be heavy from 141 Earth City Expressway out through Highway 94. This report brought to you by Account Temps. With summer vacation approaching, is your accounting team short staffed? Account Temps offers professional temporary accounting and finance support when you need it. Visit AccountTemps.com. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Live and local.
Depend on it.
From ABC News.